Hello and welcome everyone to the ISIS Pep Talk. I'm Cuckoo James, the ISIS Africa PE editor. And with me is John Richardson, our Asia training director. And John has been with us approximately a month ago. John, things have changed quite a bit since we last spoke.
Yeah, thank you, Cuckoo. Yeah, I think certainly have the Middle East shutdowns, a big program of shutdowns. The Daqing plant in China has had a fire, an explosion in the fire. So a lot of capacity is offline at the moment, and that's a very important factor behind the recovery. And there has been a real improvement in demand as well.
When exactly do you think the supply tightness will ease?
The turnarounds are scheduled, and that's scheduled, of course, to end around March, April. And, of course, these turnarounds can take longer than people expect. The problem is that there's a lot of new capacity coming on stream as well. ExxonMobil have now started their cracker, they've told ISIS. So they'll be upping their polyethylene and polypropylene production in Singapore. That's, for example, 2 times 650,000 tons of polyethylene. And a few startups in China that's going to add to PE and PP supply. So you've really got potentially a lot of new capacity coming on stream from March, April and the end of the turnarounds. Now the timing, nobody can be certain of at the moment, in terms of how much supply will hit the market and when.
So you think by around that time, let's say in the second quarter, you'll have supply issues resolved and a lot of supply coming on stream?
Yeah, I mean, for example, one of the big Chinese plants, Sichuan, is supposed to start early in the second quarter, I've been told. I mean, obviously we don't know about how well these plants will run, but an awful lot of supply. And the other issue is demand. At the moment, China is getting a lot better. All the data is very, very positive about Chinese growth coming back. And I get the gut feeling that China will be good for the first half of the year, at least. I think there's a strong recovery in China in the first half of this year. Longer term, the issues are still the same. And I think you might have inflation pressure hitting the Chinese economy in the second half of the year, because inflation is picking up and you might see some interest rate rises. But at the moment, demand looks good. The key measure will be post-Chinese New Year, after this 10th February start. So later in February, if you get a real idea about the strength or sustainability of the recovery in demand in China. But I think it probably will be quite good for the first half of the year. The big question is supply. Nobody really knows how quickly that supply will hit the market.
That looks like a good first half of the year for China. Thank you very much, John, for joining us on ISIS Pep Talk.
Thank you.